Well, top of the morning to you folks on this happy Monday morning. So this is bad. Oil prices over the weekend, they went up to about $105 a barrel. What I'm going to try to explain today is if you're a homeowner, home buyer, trying to figure out, okay, where are mortgage rates going to go from here and the whys behind it, why oil is playing a role that the Federal Reserve should probably be playing at this time. So let's figure out what oil is going to do. Let's figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do and all the data that's really going to control these things over through here. So folks, my name is Dan Freo. I'm the host of the Rate Update. So let's get to today's rates. Here's where they are. I was going down there to check, make sure the data was accurate. Rates 6.65%. You imagine this was like right before the war, 5.99. I'm going to show you at the end of this video. We have some calculators for you guys to show you how much of a difference in payments this is. Some people, this is make or break. Some people, this is like, okay, it's not that bad, but it also depends on what your credit scores are and what your what that loan amount is, because the bigger the loan amount, well, obviously the bigger those payment adjustments are going to be. So let's get into today's data. But rates are 6.65. That's where we're starting the day. But you guys, you know how I like to start my day. I like to start with the chart. So here's what we have. So if you're watching this video and you're just trying to figure out mortgage rates, all you have to understand is this bond right through here. This is a mortgage bond. This is basically what controls mortgage rates. If you look at that number up there, it says plus 15. I think it was plus 10 a second ago. So we'll tag this at plus 15. All you have to understand is that number goes up, that means mortgage rates are getting better. If a bond price goes up, mortgage rates are going to get better. Maybe I'll explain that to you at the end of this video. But let's tag this at a plus 15. So let's start moving through the markets to see what's really affecting these things. I'll give you some tidbits. I went in this morning and I'm like, okay, oil prices, they were at like 105 something. And I'm like, okay, this is bad. One of the pre-market indices on everything, and they looked really bad. And then the markets just start rallying. Look at this. So here's what we have. Look at this 5-day chart we have on this. This is not good news. I'll go back to this. This is bad. Okay, again, as this chart moves down, that means rates are going to go up. So what's really going on behind the scenes? Well, it's not the Fed. We know we got Federal Reserve Chairman Warsh. He was handpicked by Trump, and everybody keeps saying, okay, he's just going to cut rates and keep cutting. Realize the CME Fed Watch tool that we're going to look at, it's saying the Fed's next move isn't a rate cut. It's most likely they're going to jack up rates. Now, you're going to hear on mainstream media, there's a 50% chance of the Federal Reserve actually raising rates this year. I'm going to show you the data actually from the CME Fed Watch tool to show you that data. It's a lot of hype, but I don't think it's really going to come to fruition. But let's get over and see what's moving the markets this morning. It's oil. Okay, so we have oil down. This is great news. But this was $105 a barrel right through here. I'm going to look at oil, just oil, because a lot of mainstream media, you got to really be careful. They intertwine these. Whichever one is a higher price, that's the one they're going to give you because it gets the more views. Okay, when you're looking at this, it's like, okay, if one's 105 and one's 99, you're going to go with a 105, right? Okay, that's going to really get the more clicks. And then you go across the market. So this is actually saying oil is going to go down. Okay, that the market turned this morning. So let's get over to pre-market stocks, because this is good news for the bond market. It's rallying right now. Let's see what the stock market's doing. So you go to pre-market equities, and this is pretty good news. So here's what I call a Cinderella story. So we're going to look at this each day. What I call a Cinderella story is this. When you got the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, the three indices, if you have stocks, they're probably in those. Okay, if they're up, you're probably making money. I don't know if you guys realize you can actually make money when stocks go down. We're going to talk about that one day. It's called, whoa, let's go up here. Home builder sentiment improves on late spring surge in demand. Now, I'm watching these house crashers again. They're telling us the house market is going to be battered worse than 2008 again. I don't know where they get their data, but house builder sentiment's pretty good. If you want to check out a blog on how home builders are doing, I put out a blog the other day because you have all these crashers coming in saying, okay, the home builders are going to go bankrupt. Well, you realize you can actually make money on stocks going down. So I actually did a podcast or a blog recently. Let's go over to here. I know I'm off chart a little bit. You go over to the blog section. I might have posted that right through here. Tariffs, the inflation, mortgage rates, post FOMO. I think it's right through here, but I'll find that for you as we go through here. But it's basically talking about home builders. Here it is, right at the top. Look, if you shorted the home builder stocks, all those crashers out there saying, okay, the market's going to crash, these home builders are going to go out of business. Well, if you shorted the stock, how did you do? Well, you took a bath, because you go down through here. Sorry about this, but do you see the home builders since 2021? D.R. Horton is up over 100% their stock. You got Lennar up 26%. Pulte Homes up 180%. 85%, Toll Brothers up 183%. So the housing market's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to crash. Okay, so let's get over to see. Okay, here's the indices that we got going so far. So the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are up. Oil's down. Let's go to cryptocurrency. It's down. It's not a Cinderella story. I call a Cinderella story when all those are up. So we got Bitcoin down. That's telling me the risk appetite on Wall Street's not there right now, because Bitcoin rallies. I'm not going to say it's an inflation trade anymore. I'm just going to say this is a risk trade. Okay, so we're seeing that. So let's go back over and let's see what the rest of the economic news looks like for this week, because this is really what's going to tell us, you know, what the economic news is going to come in. But it's all about oil. Okay, oil is the predicator of all this. Now, I'll be blunt with you. I didn't think the war would keep going this long. So now I'm even getting concerned, because if you go to the caption that we started at the beginning, a lot of people are actually running out of oil. And if they run out of oil, oil prices could really ratchet up from here. So that means mortgage rates could jack up as well, because if you see oil prices going up, rates are going to go up. See oil prices coming down, rates are going to come down. The bigger the difference, well, that's the bigger the difference there. But let's go over to the economic calendar. Last week, we got a lot of inflation numbers. They blew out the roof. A lot of people were saying, okay, the Fed needs inflation at 2. It's probably at 4. So the Federal Reserve's not going to cut. They can't cut. Even if we have Warsh, the hand-picked chosen one from the President Trump, he's not going to cut rates. He can't cut rates into this environment. And still we see the oil prices coming down, and then hopefully we can go back to pre-Iranian war situations. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have this week. We have on Tuesday, there's nothing today, and let's get over to here. I'm going to show you, first off, if you guys want to get all this data on one website, just go to command.therateupdate.com. I'm changing the name, but you get all the rates right through here. I'm not selling you on anything. I'm just giving you the direction on where to go for these things. So this is going to give you where all the mortgage rates are today. It's going to give you from the conventional all the way down to adjustable rates and so forth. Then it's going to give you the key drivers in the market, which is the MBS market, the chart that we start with each day. This is delayed. It could be delayed up to an hour sometimes. The 10-year treasury, it's right on bead. But then it's going to give you today's economic news. There's no news out today. And if you scroll down through here, it's saying, okay, there's no news out. The trend right now is for higher rates. Okay, and then it's going to give you my podcast. So let's get over to see with the economic calendar today, with really nothing there. We really have nothing tomorrow. We got Tuesday with Federal Chairman Wall, or Federal Reserve person Waller, talking tomorrow. Don't think he's going to really say anything. We're going to get to the ADP payroll numbers. It's a weekly number. They're saying it should get about 33,000 new jobs in the past week. 50,000 jobs in a month is pretty good right now. Okay, 100,000 jobs are even better. So the Federal Reserve looks at, is the jobs market at full employment? That's one of the big things, or one of the big reasons why they were created. The other one was to keep inflation in check, and they're doing a pretty bad job of that so far. But then we're going to get pending home sales, and there's really not much coming out this week. Continued claims, initial claims, we get this data every week. So this week shouldn't really be that big of economic events that really should be moving in the markets. So let's get over to see what the Federal Reserve looks at. So we analyzed oil. Oil's kind of down a little bit today, so mortgage rates are probably going to trickle down a little bit. Just track oil right now. But here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. They look at inflation right through here. They look at the PCE. That thing, that's where they want at 2%. It's not the CPI or the PPI or anything like that. The Federal Reserve, they monitor inflation by the PCE. They want this at 2. Does it look anywhere close to 2? And do you think we're going to get anywhere close to 2 anytime soon? No. So the Federal Reserve can't cut rates, even if we had the hand chosen one by Trump. So if you go over to here and say, okay, what's the Federal Reserve going to do in 30 days? Well, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they put this basically, they use options and a lot of trading instruments to come up and say, okay, what's the Federal Reserve going to do in the next meeting? Well, the next meeting's all the way through next year. Well, you're going to see mainstream media coming in saying, okay, there's a 50% chance the Federal Reserve, their next move, and it could be in a couple months, is going to increase rates. Well, the data they use is right through here. So let's go over here and see, do you see a 50% move in the markets in the next couple meetings? Well, right through here, we're saying in June meeting, there's a 99% chance the Fed's not going to do anything. July, they're not going to do it. Well, they're not going to do anything until 2027. So if the war ends, oil prices begin their retreat, like I'm hoping, then there probably won't be any rate hikes anytime soon. But if the war continues, man, that could be bad news. It could be bad news for the midterms. It could be bad news for everything. So I would be a proponent, if oil prices stay here, we don't have a resolution in the next month or two, you're most likely see the next move could be rate hikes. So what should you do? Okay, if you're a homeowner, or your home buyer, are you freaking out right now? You might be, because I don't know if you realized, on Friday, I'll go to this. On Friday, do you see rates? They were up 0.8% in one day. This could actually make or break you buying a house. Okay, so I'm working on a new calculator. We have all kind of calculators at the Stand store. So go to the Stand store. It's right through here. All the data is free. Let me see if I can go back to the store. Here's our store. Check out all these things. What you want to find is the one that actually gives you where it's going to redirect you to a website. Those are the brand new ones. One we're creating today is actually, what is your mortgage payment? It's a payment simulator. But let's get over to see how much is payments really gone up since the beginning of the Iranian war. So if you're looking to buy a house right now, how much more unaffordable did the house get? Well, if we go over to this, let's see. Let's say the average house right now is about $350,000. That's about the purchase price that we're doing with most properties right now. Most people are putting down about the minimum. It's about $10,000 to $12,000. And the rate back then, remember, before the Iranian war was 5.99%. Okay, the rest of the stuff is, go down through here, you can put in your annual taxes, real estate taxes. If you don't know them, don't guess. Go to here, there's a tool right here to help you find those. And then go down through here, it's gonna tell you what your payment is. So let's calculate the payment. This is what your payment would have been at 5.99. Let's say 2,700 bucks. Well, now they're at 6.6. So we went from 2,700 bucks to what? 28, that ain't bad at all. Okay, so you can see, it's not good, but the payments are going up. I thought it would go up much more than that, but you can see how it really doesn't make, it makes a change, but this could make or break you actually buying that house. Or if you're looking to refinance, if you're saving 300 bucks, maybe now it's only 200 bucks. So maybe does the break-even cost of that refinance, you know, increase? Well, that's what you might want to check on. So these are some instruments and some tools we provide you guys to figure out, you know, is housing affordable? What can you do? And a whole bunch of programs that you might not even realize out there. You realize there's a, for example, we have the True Debt Consolidator. You're drowning in debt, check it out. Investment properties. You're an investor, look at this. We just added this the other day, the True DPA programs. If you're looking to buy that first house and you want to see, is there a down payment assistance program to help me out? You haven't heard about those in a long time. Check this out right through here. And then also like 2-1 calculators and a whole bunch of other things. So let's get back to the front of this. If you guys got any questions, let me know. But let's go back to the front, and I forgot to do this. Where are you? Locker flip. So here's my advice to you guys out there. I've been telling people, like, oh, Dan, every day you come in, just tell those that come in to lock if you get a contract, or float if not otherwise. I'm staying there. I'm going to stay there because you can see how, yeah, rates went up 0.8% in one day. Well, they can come down as well. So if you're looking to buy in the next 30 days, you got a contract, just lock in when we get them. This is a perfect example. If we got one in on Thursday, we locked you in. You basically saved yourself 0.8% rates because we locked you in and we didn't float you. So those are the things that we can help you with. So I'm thinking if you're buying a house right now, just lock it in. Just lock in. Okay, if you're looking to buy down the road 3-4 months from now, you're looking to build, the Iranian war is your situation room. Okay, watch oil. As oil depletes, you're going to start seeing the markets rally. You're going to see the stock market rallying. You're going to see oil stabilize. I don't think it's going to drop as far as I thought it was going to be about a month ago, because people are going to now start, they're out of oil. So they're going to start taking as much oil as they can. They're going to start stockpiling it. So there's going to be huge demand. So the markets are going to say, okay, we can get away with these higher prices for longer on the oil company side. So they're going to keep the prices higher for longer. So you're going to see higher oil prices for longer. You're going to see the rate staying higher for longer. It's all predicated on oil right now. So let's get back to the chart, and I'm going to show you where we are today. Wow, +9. Remember, this was +15 when we checked it earlier. So let me explain this, how this works for you. So if you're new to my channel, this is really important. If you follow me all the time, you've heard this story behind this. I want to explain to you guys how this bond thing over here works. Okay, so here's how it works. Any bond, if the price of the bond goes up, so what you're seeing here is the price of this bond going up. A lot of people see this going up, they're like, okay, that's good news, or that's bad news, mortgage rates are gonna go up. No, this is the price of the bond. So let me make two examples. I'm gonna show you where we're gonna pay you, as the prices go up, how this really affects bonds. So let me say, I'm gonna give you an example. Mortgage bonds, they have a coupon value, or a value of $100. So whoever holds that holds that coupon, that bond, when they turn it in on a maturity, they're going to get $100. Okay, so it's how much you pay at the beginning that's really going to affect the yield. Okay, so let me give you a low price. Let's say I pay you $50. I paid you $50 for the bond. Okay, you know it's a face value of $100. So I give you $50, I get the bond, I sit on it till it comes to maturity, then I hand it in, and you give me my $100 back. So I gave you $50, and now I'm getting $100 back because that's the price of the bond. I doubled my money. My rate of return was 100%. So the yield is 100%. Okay, so now let's do something crazy. Let's drive that price up to make it make sense to you. Let's drive that price up to $100. $100 a barrel, or $100 for that bond. So I paid you $100, I get my coupon, I wait till maturity, and I give you my coupon, and you give me my $100 back. Well, what's my yield now? Zero. I gave you $100, I waited till maturity, I got my money back, I got $100, I didn't make anything. So at $50, my yield was 100%. As the price rallies to $100, my yield goes basically to zero. So we want this thing to just keep rallying and rallying and rallying. But if you go back, 5-day chart, doesn't look good. Down is not good. Let's go to a 3-month chart. This is before the war, okay? We were all the way up to here. Now, this might not look like a big move, but if you go to the side, the price of this is at the close, 100.5. Okay, you see that right through there, the red number. Okay, now where are we? 97.49. That's a massive move, okay? And that's what's happened since the war. So we see the bond prices rallying a little bit today, up 9. It's really not going to do anything to the markets. You need about 10 or 12 to really affect the markets. So far today, I'll take the green, but it's really not enough to really move the markets for today. Let's see what else. Is there anything else you guys want me to cover? I am working on a new calculator for the payments. There is calculators there for you, lock or float. We went through that. So let's get back to it, see where the markets are heading for today. Bitcoin's getting hammered, but the Dow Jones looking pretty good right here. Stock futures tick lower as traders eye oil prices and bond yields. And now you know a little bit more about even what traders are following for today. So hopefully you learned a little bit something today. Is there any questions out there? We got the bond prices ending at +9. I'll take that as a thumbs up and not a double thumbs up, because this isn't really going to move mortgage rates. But the good news is hopefully they just stay right here, because we're on our ascent to 7% and we're getting there quicker than I thought. So I don't think we're going to get there, but only time's going to tell. And like I say, each day we're a drone strike away or a tweet away from basically a settlement here or complete Armageddon. So where's the rates going to go and the market's going to go from here? Really don't know, folks. Subscribe over there. Join me each day. I'll give you the data points for the day and what my outlook is for the day on that day. So today there's really no economic news. We got the bond market now at +10. So bonds are going to be flat. Mortgage rates are going to be flat. Stock market's doing okay right now, and that should do it. So what do we got? We got a question here. Dalip Singh said that soon the Treasury Secretary may look to buy bonds. Here, I'll put you on the screen. Dalip Singh said that that soon the Treasury Secretary may look to buy bonds to hold rates down because 5% is not sustainable. Do you think that's possible anytime soon? So that's called what's called quantitative easing is this. When the government or the Fed comes in and starts buying bonds, that really brings down rates. That's how we got rates basically artificially low back in, remember when rates, you might not remember, but a couple of years ago, rates were about 2.99% on a 30-year fixed. Yeah, up here. Okay, so if you go back to 2021 when the bond prices were 109, look at that number there. Let me make sure you see that. See where this price is? It's 110. Okay, see the green number 110? Where are we today? 97. That's a massive drop. And again, as this drops, rates go up. So that's the move that we have had since then. What happened back in here, the Federal Reserve, they came in and they did what was called quantitative easing. They came in and they start buying a whole bunch of bonds back, artificially driving down yields. Now, I don't think if you go into here, he would have to buy mortgage bonds, not treasuries. And that's a big difference. So you have to check out, see what up through here says the MBS. This is actually a mortgage bond. Okay, these would he might be talking about is the treasury market to kind of bring down the Federal Reserve's balance sheets. So I don't see the Fed coming in and doing quantitative easing at this time. I don't think it would be a prudent decision, but that's my analysis behind it. Because if you look at the data that the Federal Reserve monitors, if you look at this, inflation's out of control, and it is, and it's mostly oil, but now that's trickling in with all this other stuff because oil's basically in everything. You got the unemployment rate and also earnings. Personal earnings are up. So this is what's really saving us right now. And I've been a proponent of, or I've been saying this for years. The reason why we had a depression back in the, you know, years back is they didn't have credit. You realize if you imagine if you didn't have any credit and everything you bought had to be paid basically cash, or you had to, you know, have a company just say, okay, we'll grant you credit. Well, today we just have credit cards and we just swipe. So even if the economy's bad, you still have people buying on credit. So also monitor the credit, how much credit is being used out there in the economy. But as long as the unemployment rate stays below 5%, that's full employment. We have wage growth. It's right now about 3.6%. That's keeping up with inflation, but it's not allowing people to save that much money. But that's an interesting take on it. I don't think they might come in and buy some treasuries, but I don't think they're going to buy the mortgage bonds. But you know, only time will tell. And like I said, only a drone or we're a drone or a tweet away from things changing dramatically one way or another. So to stay on top of things, join me each day. So that's our conclusion. Unless you guys have anything else for the day, but I will be posting a calculator later today. What I try to do is there's so much calculators out there and apps and everything that really don't do what you're looking for. So what I want you to be able to do is go into our systems and analyze it for yourself. You know, what rate can I get? I actually show you, there's a link on our site. You can go and actually pull down our real rates live at the time. If you like them, just click a button. It'll sync our sales team. We can go over your application with your real quick for accuracy and lock you in. So these are the tools that we're providing you guys. So check them out. It's at thestandstore.com. If you need some help, just all my information is right through here. My name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I'm the host of the Rate Update. Here, let's go to my main screen. I'm the host of the Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you're out there and you need some help, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And by the gray beard here, you can see I've been doing this for 37 years. But the biggest news that we have for people is this. The bank I work with, we're set up with almost 40 other lenders. Why? Well, it's because when you need some assistance with a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. But I also want to assure you, we're probably going to get you the lowest rates and lowest fees in the industry because we're going to compare your loan with almost 40 different lenders with one credit pool and one application. So where else can you do that? I don't know of any other place. So join us right through here. If you're a homeowner right now, check out our Rate Watch tool right through here. You can plug in your mortgage information up there. Give me what rate and how much monthly savings you would want us to monitor. Yeah, we'll monitor your rate. So when rates maybe hit 599 again, we'll call you, text you, email you. But we can also say, okay, if you want to save $200 a month, $300 a month, you realize our average person right now is saving over $500 a month. Well, not at these rates. But if your rates get back down to 599, your savings might be there. So don't miss that, and don't miss a lot of the other tools that we have for you right up through here. But Logan, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for any questions that you have out there. And if you need help with a mortgage, please reach out to us right through here. You can set a schedule appointment, ask me questions, and even get your application started right there and then. So mortgage bonds are now only up 5. That means mortgage rates aren't going to move at all today, but at least they're green. And that's it for today. So that's it for today, folks. So yes, this is bad news, but you're going to have to continue to watch the market to see where these things go and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks. Can't wait to see you here tomorrow. We do have some videos coming out in the next week that are pretty cool out there. It's going to teach you some things about gerrymandering, about you know, a lot of other things when it comes to the markets, especially the economic news that you need to know. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and I will see you right here, bright and early tomorrow.